So being able to lead again at the numbered Air Force level was incredible because I had my largest mission set was C-130s. So even though through my career of 141s to KC-135s to C-130s, I kind of went backwards in technology, I wouldn't trade it for the world to not fly the Hercules. And for the reserve, and so I'm kind of this hybrid of reserve and active duty. But for the reserve, you know, our C-130s bring, you know, firefighting. They bring hurricane hunting. They bring aerial spray, you know, to the homeland. And that's what they deliver to the fight. And so so I enjoyed that tour a lot, and I was a two-star at that point. And then once again, everything is really about a phone call. And General Welsh called me up. He was the chief of staff. Mm-hmm. And I was up in Minneapolis at the time going to the funeral of a WASP. And he says, "Hey, Stacy, what you doing?" And I told him. And he says, "You know what? I'd like you to be my assistant vice chief of staff of the Air Force." And I said, "Really?" And so he goes on and he tells me about the role and he says, "You know, and I want to promote you to 3-star. And I was, "Really?" And so he says, "So what do you think about that?" And I said, "I am absolutely honored to serve our nation in any capacity in our Air Force." Thank you. And then 9 months ago, I got the dream job of being the Inspector General.
Yes.
And so I think it's important in any climate, but in this climate now, to have a woman in this role. And I don't think they chose me specifically because I'm a woman. I think they chose me because I kept saying, "Boy, it'd be awesome to be the IG." I kind of put it out there. I want people to see the Inspector General and see a woman and be able to trust the enterprise and be able to trust that, you know, if you speak up, we will take action. And so I'm embracing that role right now.
Excellent. And you've been in that position
for about 9 months.
9 months. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. So far?
I feel so it's kind of neat because I travel around, of course, but even in the hallways, there will be people that kind of scurry up to me and they go, "You know, I'd like to talk to you about a situation that's occurring." And so that's a good thing. That people are speaking up, and I tell people, you know, there may be an increase in complaints in our Air Force. It was because people trust the Inspector General system, and they trust that their complaints will be taken seriously. And at the same time, we want to due process for the complainant. We absolutely mm-hmm. want to do due process for the subject also. You know, so our goal is to be impartial and fair in what we do.
Okay, yeah. Very good. So as a a general in the position that you have now, what kind of issues, and I want to speak to women issues in the Air Force, what kind of issues that you see that the Air Force needs to work on, or how do you see women's roles in the future in the military and rising through the ranks?
So I'm very proud of the role that women have in the military. I think because also I'm on military leave from United. I've been with United since 1990. When I look at how our military engages with and deliberately looks to combat sexual harassment or misconduct or anything else, I see them being very proactive. What some people may see is that it's in the news. Well, it's in the news, but it's also because we're being proactive about it. And so when I talk to my friends that have commercial jobs, they will tell me, you know, "We don't have the resources that the Air Force has. We don't have sexual assault counselors. We don't have, you know, airmen and family readiness type things. We don't have an inspector general that can hold people accountable." So I'm very proud of how our military works to combat these issues. And it will be work. People are human. They're absolutely, and I get that. And it's not going to change overnight. And I don't know if it'll change forever. But what we do have to do is hold people accountable. And that's what our Air Force does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, do you do flying right now outside of?
No, flying a desk, yeah.
Just flying a desk. Great. And of the aircraft that you were able to fly, any favorites or were they all?
The 141 will always be the favorite because that's my baby and that's what I started off flying. But once again, what our C-130s deliver for our nation and for mm-hmm. our homeland is just so incredibly impressive. And I love delivering fuel to the fight. With our air refueling missions also. Yeah,
right.
141 is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's talk about flying that boom. ladies. What was it like, your first experience having that aircraft come up to you and engaging with the tanker?
So you go through training in a bot, so for like a month before, so they're giving you every emergency that could ever happen, pretty much. And then so the first time I got up there, I opened the window and it made like a really loud noise, which it didn't do in the bot, so I immediately thought that I broke something. And then after I opened it the rest of the way, it was like just a completely different sight, and I was like in awe. And then so the plane came up, it was a C-17, and I made contact. And then I was just sitting there waiting for like all the alarms to go off, so I was just like anticipating something to go wrong, and then I realized that was just in the sims, and it was an amazing feeling. And every time I do it still, I've been doing it for 3 years, and I still love it every single time.
So it's the same exciting experience.
Yeah, every time I open the window and see yes. this out that huge window in the back.
All right. How hard is it getting that boom into the aircraft?
It's not as hard as it looks most of the time.
Okay.
Sometimes if there's like a new pilot or if there's like weather, it could be a little challenging, but it's not too bad.
Right, right. And Autumn, your first experience flying the boom there?
It was the ultimate adrenaline rush. So it was kind of ironic because my first flight, the very first airplane that I got to plug was a C-5, which I had just came from working on. And so my first instinct was to really give it to them for all the 6 years they put me through, right? So seeing that big of an airplane behind us that close,
right.
It wasn't so much a scare factor as it was a rush of like, this is awesome. And I like to consider the boom operator one of the best jobs in the Air Force, because you get that opportunity to see so many different things back there and meet so many different people, because you get to talk to all the different pilots on the mm-hmm. other end of the line. And yeah, it's a really great experience.
Well, the view obviously from the flight deck is very different than from the boom operator. So you're not afraid of heights, obviously, because you're looking straight down and you're finding that aircraft next to you. So I'm sure that's another adrenaline rush for you to experience that.
It is.
Just laying down there and getting that boom flying. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Our KC-10, the boom window, is actually the largest pressurized window in any airplane.
Really?
So they have the best view, really, downward of moving forward. Yep. So it's
nice.
Kind of cool to see that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So I'm going to ask each of you, where and how do you see yourself in the next 5 years, 10 years? Or have you thought that far? Maybe next year? Not sure. So, Tammy?
Next 5 years, I would anticipate that I do a few different things. But I tend to stay flying, and this past year I started volunteering at an orphanage school in our town that I was telling my husband, you know, I'm just committed to seeing them either adopted or adulting, either way. And so I plan on investing, I spend my Fridays there, and so I plan on continuing that, and then Dean and I both are starting something with the seniors this coming year. I've been working mostly with first through fourth grade. We started with aviation, science, and math, and we kind of morphed into life lessons, just because these are kids that have never been put on anyone's lap and loved on. And so we have tea and learn things like thank you notes. And
nice.
And they're fabulous. I mean, it's amazing, these kids that they love serving. I mean, that was the big issue when I first went there, and there wasn't enough volunteering to pass out jobs. And so fist cuff, you know, fights started and screaming and fits, and people left the room. And I just thought I wasn't really doing a good job as a mentor. And then I realized, you know, the minute I say I don't have anything more for you to do, that's when the meltdown happened. And so I took enough things that everybody had something to do, and it's just been interesting to see. And it's mostly boys in this school, but they love having something that they can serve you. And so, I don't know, it's just, that's one of the things that I look forward to.
Okay, great. Heather, next 5 years
or so? Wow, that's awesome. That's fabulous.
Okay.
So I really love and am passionate about what I'm doing at the Mitchell Institute right now. The opportunity to advocate for our nation's Air Force and to talk about air power issues in a way that is truly classical air power and is not subservient to the notion of the ground or a churning ground war. And to think about how do we use the unique capabilities of our service to be able to not just deter and project our power, but how do we use that in order to ensure our nation's interest for good in the world? And when I say for good, I truly mean that because I believe that America is unique. I believe that we stand for something special. We truly are that city on the hill, that best shining object to be our best selves. And one of the ways we do that is provide global security through our nation's presence and through our power, the whole peace through power. The United States Air Force is the foundation of all of our services. If you don't have the Air Force, you can't have any joint force. And so rebuilding the service is something that's really important for me. So I love the work that I'm doing for Mitchell. And I'll continue to fly little airplanes as much as I can. And maybe hopefully I can collect some more. Don't tell my husband. He's in the audience.
But, very good. Very good. Excellent. And Stacy?
So, you know, this year we're celebrating the 70th year of our Air Force Reserve Command. I believe I will be retired by the time we celebrate the 75th. Oh. So what I look forward to is going back to work for United after I retire, and then continuing to mentor youth and coming back to Oshkosh to do some volunteer work.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
So some of the advice that I was given by different mentors is you make a 5-year plan every year and review it. So I've been doing a lot of that lately. I think I spoke to you earlier about trying to figure out what my goals are and what I want to do. And I think in 5 years, I think it's realistic to be a captain at UPS. We have a lot of growth going on, so I'm looking forward to that. I think that's an attainable goal. And then I really, the last thing on the bucket list, really, on all the goals that I have in life is to one day be a mother. So hopefully I'll find a way to make that happen, and I can be speaking about that as well and as eloquently as you two have today. Three, sorry. And then I'd really like to figure out how to prioritize and manage being in the Air Force, because as Heather said, is my heart's there, but it's a lot these days, and it's a balancing act. And so I've made that a number one priority. I kind of want to shift that to third eventually. So just learning how to do that juggling act and hopefully be back here and doing some fun things at Oshkosh again.
All right. Very good. Good goals.
I've done a lot of change in the last couple years. I'm actually pretty new to the KC-10, just switched over 2 years ago. So I'm looking forward to staying in the KC-10 world as long as it is around. Staying in my squadron I'm currently in, we do have a pilot shortage right now happening, so we're just interested in retaining, recruiting, building up all of our squadrons. So that's really what I'm going to try to work on in the next 5 years and see what else the Air Force has in store.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I think for the next 5 years, at least, I'd like to be a successful instructor in the engineer world. A lot of people always ask me if my next step's to be a pilot, because I've done the other two jobs in plane, almost three jobs. So I definitely want to stick with the engineer gig, continue with that, become an instructor in the next couple months, hopefully. 10-year goal, I'd like to hope the plane will still be around, may or may not be. And if not, then I feel full circle back to C-5s. And
excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
So in the next 5 years, I have about a year and a half left of school, so I want to graduate from there. And then I am starting my private pilot's license on Monday when we get back, actually. So I hope to be solo. Yes. I hope to finish that and hopefully get hired by some aircraft in the Air Force and then be finishing UPT by then.
You're going to take her? It's okay. Mine. Jill's calling dibs on you right now.
Good goals, good goals.